My name is J.D. Bradley, and I've had a hell of a life that's given me a unique perspective and crazy stories that I share here.
Transsexuals. Transsexuals are the subject for this evening, and perhaps day if you're listening at the daytime. This evening's discussion. Okay, transsexuals, this is what it is. Don't be fucking too stupid and politically correct. These people are born with a birth defect fucking mental illness. It's dudes that think they're fucking women. That's a fucking mental illness. Don't hate on them for it. Just like don't hate on gay people. You know, they're fucking born that way. They can't help it. Nobody chooses to be gay. I can't choose to suck some fucking dick to save my goddamn life. But oh my God, the fucking agenda, the war on fucking manhood that fucking disgusts me so fucking bad. Anyway, back to fucking transgenderism, these fucking birth defect mental illness people. First of all, this shit where they're fucking reading the kindergartners in the libraries is fucked up as shit. I'm telling, I'm the fucking war on manhood. But then I get to two specific stories. Okay. I had a friend named Jimmy. He's a real handsome motherfucker. Looked like a Ken doll. But he'd been in a car wreck. And he was brain damaged. But he wasn't brain damaged so much he couldn't drive and hold a job and shit. But he was kind of simple. But he's really good looking. So he was a good guy to hang out with. Because we'd go out and we'd run into really fine girls. And they'd be attracted to him. And then some of them would find out he was brain damaged. And they'd get with me. And some of them carry his brain damage. But we had went to a party. My friend Russell, it was his birthday party. And we got there, and there was a fine-as-fuck black chick. You see where this is going, right? It's not a chick. And Jimmy started talking to this chick, and they were making out, and I ended up leaving. But anyway, the next day, Jimmy calls me. He's in a panic. He's like, hey, Jason, you remember that really fine black chick I was kissing last night? I said, yeah. He said, Nashley, this ignorant fucking cunt that had brought that so-called chick, goes, just called me and was laughing at me and said that was a dude. I was making out with a dude. That dude sucked my dick. I was like, man, that's fucked up. He said, can you find out if that was a dude or not? Because I don't even know what to do. This guy's brain damaged again. So I called this girl, Ashley, his friend, Ramona. I'm like, hey, that black chick was at the party last night? She already interrupted you. You mean that dude? So I called Jimmy and I said, Jimmy, I got some bad news for you. This is a brain damaged dude. He went into a fucking panic, started saying he was gonna kill himself and shit. I went over, I picked him up, fucking wrestled him in my fucking car, took him to the titty bars, got him drunk. But he ended up moving to fucking Dallas and I never saw him again. And that's some pretty fucked up shit for a Nashville to do. And as a matter of fact, the fucking tranny, any fucking tranny that has sex with a fucking dude, when the dude thinks that it's a woman, deserves to get beat to death. That fucking Marine in the Philippines, that motherfucker deserved to fucking get beat to death. But here's the rest of the fucking story. I have no hatred for these fucking people. Again, they're, you know, like I said, they're unfortunates. They're like, life fucked them at birth that they fucking think that they're women. When they're not women, they have a dick. They have fucking XY chromosomes. They're fucked up in the head. These are not people we should be listening to. But I have no hatred for them. One Sunday afternoon when I was drinking alcoholically, which I still do from time to time, I'm not gonna fucking lie to you, I was leaving Vernon's and I walked out and there was a transsexual. He's called transvestites. I don't know why that got switched up, but anyway, it's a side note. And I walked out and had a pretty good buzz and these two fucking rednecks had pulled over their truck to victimize this motherfucker. And it was a dude. It was a dude in a dress. Had fucking stubble even. Like it was a dude wearing high heels. And fucked up makeup. Motherfucker didn't know how to fuck wear makeup. And these guys had pulled over their fucking Bigfoot truck to fucking victimize this guy. And I walked out and said, hey man, leave him the fuck alone. And one of them said, well, who the fuck are you? Me being me, I said, I'm the dude saying, leave him the fuck alone. Fucking tranny says, don't call me a dude. I'm like, could you shut the fuck up? I'm trying to help this motherfucker. And he tells me don't call him a dude. And about this time, the other redneck, boosh, hits me in the fucking face. I'm like, fuck you, man. And so we're fighting, but it's two dudes, and it's one of me. And one of them was pretty big. And the whole time we're talking to him, and like one of them's like, man, fuck that piece of shit, queer motherfucker. And I'm like, God damn it, he's fucked up. And the fucking transsexual's watching me get my ass kicked by two dudes. I was like, don't call me a dude. I'm like, man, fuck you, what the fuck? takes off trying to run half-assed in his fucking high heels down the street while I'm fighting two dudes and getting my ass kicked because it's two dudes. And rednecks generally don't know how to fight, but some of them do. And these two did. So I got the fuck beat out of me. They finally took off, and I got in my car, and I came home, and that motherfucker just run off and fucking left me. You know why? Because they're fucked up brain damaged. They're born fucking brain damaged. I have no hatred for them, but they're fucked up. Fucking quit giving them any kind of fucking credence. Quit fucking letting them read fucking books to fucking kindergartners that gun protected at gunpoint by fucking sheriffs and shit. They're fucked up brain damaged. I hope you fucking listen to me on this, but if not, whatever. But if you enjoyed the fucking episode, again, always, as always, please like, listen, subscribe, share it on your social media, and be sure to check out my Amazon page, the author J.D. Redley. Thank you very much.